This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Opposition Democrats say President Donald Trump should be held accountable after last week's violence at the U.S. Capitol. Many lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives are pushing forward on Sunday to impeach the president during his final days in office. No final decision has been made, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could introduce an impeachment resolution on Monday, accusing the president of inciting an insurrection. Wednesday's lawlessness came after President Trump spoke at a rally of his supporters, who he encouraged to head to the Capitol in a futile effort to block Congress from certifying the Electoral College in favor of President-elect Joe Biden. President-elect Biden has taken a hands-off stance on the impeachment move against the outgoing president, who has yet to concede to the election, though he has acknowledged there will be a new administration in Washington come January 20th. Two Republican senators, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, have called for President Trump to resign. The president has told advisers he does not plan to do so. Congress's attending physician said Sunday U.S. lawmakers who were in lockdown last Wednesday at the Capitol likely have been exposed to the coronavirus. Dr. Brian Monahan pointed out that many House members were in protective isolation together for several hours. Monahan didn't specify how many members were in the room or who, if anyone, from the room is known to have tested positive. Many lawmakers and staff have expressed outrage as images have surfaced of Republican members of Congress not wearing masks during the lockdown. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com.